You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
That snuck up on me today. It's a Monday, Ben. Great to have you aboard on a 55-degree Monday afternoon, the final day of the month of February. March Madness officially with us tomorrow, but I think it got an early start on Saturday. We'll talk about that and all things college basketball, men's and women's, with you. A little bit of wrestling as well on the program here today. It is the Gym Class here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, as well as the KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Udash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will join me in a moment. Ben on the other side of the glass. Most importantly, you out there, 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That is our phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone, let us know what you're thinking. That, of course, is as well, 319-366-1600. Lots of college basketball to discuss from the weekend. And we will get to that coming up in just a little bit. It is the girls' state basketball tournament week, and it is 50-some degrees outside. The myth continues to take a beating as far as weather and the girls' state basketball tournament is concerned. We've got that in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. We've got 3A sub-state boys basketball around the state. 7 of the 8 games will be played tonight. 1 will be played tomorrow night. That due to the fact that Assumption's girls are playing at the girls' state tournament, so they moved that to Tuesday. 319-366-1600. And we start the program today with Mark. Hearty congratulations to one of our great listeners. Not only a great weekend on the court, but a great weekend off the court for Razorback Dale. Congratulations on his and the family's brand-new addition, a beautiful baby daughter named Scarlett, already getting ready to be outfitted in Razorback apparel. So congratulations to Razorback Dale.
I join you in that, Scott.
Yeah, he's also trying to find a way to listen to us. Go to the download the mobile app, Dale. You can do that. Do it very softly now because you can't have it up high because of Scarlett. So, you know, you've got to make some concessions, I think, right now. So there you go. Just keep it on volume 2 or something like that. Just make sure you can chime in with us every once in a while. But congratulations to Dale.
Razorback Scarlett, huh?
Well, not officially as of yet. I mean, there's only one Razorback Dale, so I don't know if we can go Razorback Scarlett.
That's what he's suggesting.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll go with that. 319-366-1600. Let's start.
Was not in show prep.
No, that wasn't. That was. I did not even know that was happening. So you know, that's a great way to start the week, right there. We need all the good news we can get in the world. 319-366-1600. Let's start off with what's happening in Des Moines, and 3 of the 4 5A games in the books as far as the girls' state tournament is concerned. Class 5A getting underway earlier on today. It was Johnston in kind of a rock fight, beating Dowling 47-38. Johnston unbeaten, wire to wire, number one. They've got Jada Jemphy is going to Iowa. They've got Tanky is going to be going to Iowa State after next year. They've got a couple other players that are going to play college basketball. Good team. Dowling threw a tricky defense at him, held him to 47, but Johnston still won 47-38. They take on Pleasant Valley. Pleasant Valley ousted City High today, 52-47. City High got into some foul trouble. Evian Richardson and Andy Westlake. Westlake fouled out with 4 minutes to go, and things kind of went south from there as far as Bill McTaggart and the Little Hawks are concerned. So they end their season, I believe, at 19-6. So PV will take on Johnston in one of the semifinals. And West Des Moines Valley has just beaten Roosevelt. That is the 7-over-2 seed in 5A. So it'll be Valley moving on at 19-5. And coming up in about 10 minutes, It'll be 6th-seeded Waterloo West out of the MVC taking on 3rd-seeded Ankeny Centennial. West 21-2, Centennial 20-3. That's the 5A slate. And then coming up a little bit later on, it'll be Class 3A, as it'll be Unity Christian taking on Davenport Assumption tonight. Esterville Lincoln Central and Sergeant Bluff Luton. And the nightcap tonight is West Lyon taking on Roland Story. And then tomorrow morning, bright and early, 10 o'clock with the tip, it'll be Center Point Urbana in action to take on Ballard, followed in 4A by Benton Community meeting Dallas Center Grimes, followed by Cedar Rapids Xavier going up against Central DeWitt. All those games tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock. We'll have those on crmlivesports.com for you coming up tomorrow. So looking forward to that as the Girls State Tournament. The 102nd edition is off and running in downtown Des Moines today.
Yeah, perhaps a segue here, but notice that there was no rest for the wicked as Iowa women's basketball coach and assistant coach Lisa Bluder and Jan Jensen, respectively, were over there watching the action today.
It was a who's who. They were there, and the Drake staff was also there. I believe the UNI staff also there. I believe that's what I read and heard from people in the know today. And Bill Fenley would have been there, except they've got a little game tonight. we'll join up with it at 6 o'clock as Iowa State and Baylor in a top 20 Big 12 showdown. Senior night in Ames coming up tonight. That, of course, will be a big night for Ashley Jones. Was not a good start for the Jones family today with Kelsey and City High going down, but Ashley and Aubrey will take to the court tonight at Hilton, and Iowa State will take on Baylor with a lot on the line tonight at Hilton Coliseum. We'll join up with that at 6 o'clock, 6:05 with the tip-off for that one, and that will include the postgame with all of the senior night activities. The Cyclone Network usually has the senior speeches by the senior players in their entirety. So if you're an Iowa State women's basketball fan, you'll want to tune in for that coming up tonight. It's always an emotional night. I think even more emotional for the women's basketball teams. And, of course, Iowa men have their senior night coming up tonight against Northwestern.
Yeah, those two games tonight just continuing what was a tremendously impactful, important, exciting weekend for teams in the state of Iowa in college basketball.
Yeah, you're right. And I tell you what, how fortunate we are. How fortunate we are here this year in the state of Iowa as far as collegiate basketball is concerned. You've got the Iowa men doing what they're doing. The Iowa State men also above and beyond what anyone thought they were going to do. We'll talk about UNI at length coming up in a bit. UNI getting the regular season Missouri Valley Conference Championship after spending most of the non-conference campaign under 500, albeit against very good competition, but still, it was a slow start with the injuries to Fife and to A.J. Green and others during the non-conference season, or think of how good UNI would have it right now. The Drake men are going to win 20. And they have put themselves in a position for a postseason run. Arch Madness is going to be a riot coming up at the end of the week. Then on the women's side, Iowa with a tie for the Big Ten regular season championship secured yesterday when they ran Michigan out of Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Iowa State with a chance tonight and to do big things as far as the Big 12 is concerned. They are a top two seed right now as far as the committee is concerned. UNI in a position to win the Missouri Valley. Drake having a little bit of a down year for Drake, but still not doing too bad in their own right. So how fortunate are we this year in men's and women's college basketball, Division I basketball? Upper Iowa. Don't forget Upper Iowa. The Upper Iowa men, I believe, are also Northern Sun Conference champions. Cannot forget about Coach McCowan up there in Fayette. So we're getting things done basketball-wise here in this state.
Or the Cornell men that qualified for the Division III regional tournament. They're going to play Friday in St. Louis, first time since 2009. Congratulations to the Rams. But you're quite right in your comments, Scott, and how fortunate we are to enjoy tremendous college basketball. Exciting moments like the UNI Loyola game, like the Iowa-Michigan women's game, on and on and on all season. And I think the risk is that, you know, let's not get spoiled. These times don't come around all too often.
They don't. They don't come around very often. And it's going to be a fun month of March. It's going to be a fun month of March, no doubt about that. And you hope for some runs by folks on both the men's and the women's side. Love to hear from you. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That is our phone line as well. Let's start off with the most recent. That would be yesterday, where the Iowa women, after spotting Michigan, Michigan came out of the chute very, very strong, very, very fast, hit a bunch of shots early, perhaps made the mistake of trying to maybe talk a little bit a smack to the Carver Hawkeye Arena folks, but karma may have gotten the best of them at that time. But then Iowa started hitting threes. Caitlin Clark, that second quarter, oh my goodness, was going over half court and just pulling up and making threes. Was amazing. Was absolutely amazing. Iowa never stopped hitting threes. Then Gabby Marshall started hitting threes. Sinano doing what she does, getting the inside opened up. They're not the most athletic-looking team in the world. But boy, oh boy, they move the ball well. They get the job done, and they just blew the doors off the Michigan Wolverines. And that's a good Michigan women's basketball team yesterday.
Yeah, the way Michigan started, you thought, oh, this isn't going to be very good for the Iowa women. But they quickly turned it around. And I don't know, I'd like to hear from someone or others who were at the game. Because sold-out crowd, maybe one of the more memorable games in Carver history. I don't know. I'm not including wrestling, but men's and women's basketball for a conference championship or a tie thereof. And you talk about Caitlin Clark. I mean, her scoring is phenomenal. And if she never scored a point, Scott, this wouldn't be as good at Iowa team. I realize that. She does so many other things. And yesterday, she had been committing quite a few turnovers, but only committed two. And that was those two were in the fourth quarter. So tremendous atmosphere, tremendous game, tremendous season up till now. And now we go into the league tournament, which is going to be interesting as well.
Yeah, it is. To add to the basketball fun, 98-43 lets us know Kirkwood playing for a regional title Thursday night as well over at Johnson Hall. So, yeah, that keeps on keeping on. No doubt about that. 319-366-1600. Here's Caitlin Clark. You're up now. By the way, Caitlin Clark, Big Ten Player of the Week. 27.5 points, 7.9 rebounds, 8.3 assists, 2.8 threes made per game. Going to have to work on the steals. She's only second on the team, Mark, with 1.5 steals per game. So, you know, you got to have something you need to work on as far as your game is concerned.
Slacker.
I don't think so. Iowa will be the number two seed in the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament. Ohio State did get the tiebreaker over Iowa due to head-to-head. So Iowa will play the winner of the 7-10 game, that is going to be 7-seeded Northwestern against Minnesota. So Iowa will get the winner of that one. And there could be a third Iowa-Michigan game very well in the offing coming up in a Big Ten semifinal. Maryland is the 4-seed. Michigan did get the 3rd seed. The 5th seed went to Indiana. That's a pretty strong top five right there. You can make a pretty good case that those five teams are as good as any five at the top of a women's basketball league this year.
Yeah, no doubt. How many of those teams have spent time in the top 10? I know Michigan and Indiana have. Maryland traditionally strong. And that Northwestern team is one that beat Iowa during the regular season at home. So, like most leagues, most tournaments, you don't sleep on anyone.
No, you don't sleep on anyone. 319-366-1600. We come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Yes, Caitlin Clark just made one from her dorm room from 2752. It reminds you of the Larry Bird, what was that, the Bird Magic Johnson commercial for a fast food restaurant chain from several years back when they were playing horse and calling their shots off the rafters and, you know, full court, things like that. That's what it kind of reminds me of. And then 8186 chiming in with the women's basketball query of the day, and that is the debate for player of the year between Aaliyah Boston of South Carolina and Caitlin Clark of Iowa, which was kind of touched off today by, I believe, a writer from the Columbia, South Carolina area, which I have no qualms with them putting out and trumpeting their own. But Iowa fans took a lot of offense to that today.
Yeah, they did. I saw that. I have to plead ignorance because I have not seen the South Carolinian play. But if she's anywhere close to Caitlin Clark, probably should be in the discussion. South Carolina is one of the top teams in the country. But I find it hard to believe that Caitlin Clark is not going to be your player of the year. Going into this season, Paige Beckers from Connecticut, who won it last year, I believe, she had to sit out a large portion of the season with an injury. So she's kind of out of the running, but we'll see.
South Carolina, I mean, in no offense, but South Carolina, Don Staley's got a tremendous team and a tremendous program. They got a ton of blue-chip, five-star recruited talent. And you take Boston away from South Carolina, I think South Carolina is still a very, very good top-10 basketball team. You take Caitlin Clark away from Iowa, Mark, I'm not sure. Iowa's a good team, maybe a top 25 team. They are certainly not the same team without Caitlin Clark.
No, she's a generational player and will be for the next couple seasons, has been for the past two. There's no way this Iowa team would be as good. It'd be a good team. It'd be a pretty good team, but not nearly as good.
3148 says she's going to be a star in the WNBA. Let's hope it's in 3 years. I think it will be. 7176 was there yesterday at Carver. Crowd caught fire because the team was on fire. A fantastic atmosphere. And a lot of people chiming in that have been there for men's basketball. I think wrestling is its own entity. I think you just got to go with a basketball atmosphere right now. Saying that was one of the top five atmospheres that they have witnessed at Carver over the years.
Very interesting. I haven't been there for all of them, but it certainly looked that way on television, and I'm glad 7176 chimed in, perhaps others as will as well. What would be number two, 7176?
Behind what, the 20,000 plus game?
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, there have been a lot of good ones. There have been a lot of good ones over the years, even in women's basketball. You go back to the Vivian Stringer era, some great matchups with Ohio State back then. Last year's Maryland game, or 2 years ago, was also a terrific atmosphere. Was down there for that one. Coming up on 24 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here in the Gym Class program on KGYM. We will talk about the Iowa Hawkeyes. Friday night, they got a win against Nebraska. We'll preview Iowa and Northwestern coming up. We'll take a look at a crazy weekend of college basketball, and then we'll get to UNI as well, because we do not want to underplay what the Panthers did over the weekend on Saturday in a sold-out McLeod Center, a raucous crowd for that one as well. So going to get to all that coming up here in just a little bit as we come your way here in the Gym Class program on KGYM. Latest here as far as CBSSports.com is reporting here that unless things change today, MLB reportedly willing to cut the first month of the baseball season. So that brings about our poll question at our website at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Steve Anderson and his folks at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mark?
Yeah, today is deadline day. At least that's been indicated from the owners that a decision needed to be reached by today to avoid games being canceled. But the question, will you be disappointed in MLB if it does not start its regular season on time? Yes or no? You know what? Just to chime in here for a second, I think most baseball fans really don't give two hoots about the details of the labor negotiations, luxury tax and caps and whatever it may be. Most baseball fans don't care. They just want to see baseball. And you can blame whoever you want, and that's your prerogative. But I've seen enough labor negotiations. My kids both involved in labor on one side or the other. These things don't get settled till the last minute, and sometimes don't get settled until later on.
It hit me over the weekend, I think it was Friday or Saturday, looking down on my phone, and I got my favorites listed as far as teams, and it was either Friday or Saturday it popped up. The first time I saw CHW and whoever they were playing, it might have been Oakland at that time, I'm not even sure, and it said canceled on top. That kind of hits you hard. Not as much as Kurt Kitayama hitting birdies from the rough. That's for a certain person out there. Nothing against Kurt Kitayama. He's a great player. Also, by the way, it looks really strange to see the Cleveland Guardians logo. That's going to take a while to get used to, by the way. I think it's a great move, but I think it's going to take a while to get used to that and seeing that. 319-366-1600, 327. I'm going to throw it to you, Mark, and get an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Earlier today, Scott, Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids officially became the 2023 Ryder Cup golf captain for the United States of America. Not the least surprising news of the day, as it was floated out there last week, that Zach was the choice. But he met the media today, and quite an honor for one of our own. The state baseball tournament in July will remain at Carroll and Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. The state association announced today Carroll will host 1A and 2A, Iowa City 3A and 4A. Speaking of baseball in Iowa City, the Hawkeyes dropped 2 of 3 games on their first Texas swing, losing 2 games by 1 run. The Hawkeyes are scheduled for their home opener tomorrow against Loras at 4 p.m. Then we'll get back on the road back to Texas for another weekend series down there. You mentioned Caitlin Clark, Player of the Week in the Big Ten. On the women's side, Keegan Murray is the Player of the Week in men's Big Ten basketball.
What?
Yeah. And finally, you're going to like this, Scott. I'm sure you saw it. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are bringing back their creamsicle uniforms for throwback games next season.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah. Tampa also had one of their guards announce their retirement kind of unexpectedly over the weekend at age 28 due to some health concerns. So things are going to look different around Tristan Wirfs next year in Tampa, Florida. No doubt. Especially when you look, when he looks back and does not see number 12 behind him. That's going to be a big, big difference out there. 319-366-1600. Yes, congratulations officially to Zach Johnson, as he is now going to be the 2023 United States Ryder Cup captain as they go to Rome to try to win on Euro soil for the first time in a while. That will be a tough ask, but as they put out a video today, I don't know if you saw it, the PGA of America did, and with a lot of Iowa scenes in it, and Zach saying, hey, you want somebody to do something that they say can't be done? I'm your man. And I think that was very apropos of Zach today. So,
best of luck. That was a good video. It did include the obligatory cornfield shots.
Yes, it did.
That's okay.
Yes, it did. Had a picture of Kinnick, had a picture of Drake Stadium as well. So there you go. Yes, and 1538, the Iowa track and field men won the Big Ten Indoor Championships for the second straight year. So that's a good accomplishment as well. 319-366-1600. We'll take a break, come back, and talk more basketball with you right after a weather update and this word here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we're going to have plenty of sunshine today. Temperatures going to be climbing up to a high around 50. As we head into this evening, we'll have mostly clear skies and we'll drop down to a low around 28. Tomorrow and Wednesday, going to be very similar. Plenty of sunshine, some nice mild weather to start March. Temperatures going to be in the low 50s for Tuesday, mid-50s for Wednesday. And then we do get cooler with temperatures back to the 30s on Thursday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code HANSON200, HANSON200, when you make your first bet. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps for rooms, restaurants, and more at over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSON200, HANSON with an O, to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. New customer offer, 21 years of age or older to wager. Iowa only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
As a business person, you know that security is always a concern, but now it can be easily integrated into your computer network. Network Computer Solutions now offers turnkey security systems designed and built for business. From cameras and entry systems to secure video storage, NCS makes it easy for you to keep an eye on your business. NCS knows business networks, and they know how to utilize networks to keep your business safe. Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
An extra $3,500? That'd buy a lot of Dr. Pepper. Start driving now for Keurig Dr. Pepper and you can get a $3,500 bonus. Route drivers start at $26.50 and bump to $27.90 after 90 days. Relief drivers start at $24.70. Drive local Monday through Friday so you're home every night with weekends off. Plus 2 weeks paid vacation your first year, 401k, medical, dental, all that stuff. Text KDP Jobs to 63879 for more info or go to KeurigDrPepper.com.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back on the gym class on KGYM. It is the Monday edition of the show. And we'll be followed by the Todd Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. That will come your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock this evening. And then right after that, it will be the battle for first place in the Big 12 tonight. And possibly the number one seed in the Big 12 women's basketball tournament. We'll see how it plays out, but 13-3 in the Big 12. Iowa State and Baylor going at it. Top 10 showdown from Ames tonight. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM. We will have it for you coming up this evening, and that will be at 6 o'clock with a 6:05 tip-off senior night for the Iowa State women. And Iowa State will then close out the regular season on the road in Morgantown against West Virginia. That'll be coming up on Saturday. 319-366-1600, by the way, an update from Des Moines after the first quarter of the 5A quarterfinal, the final one of the day. Waterloo West and Ankeny Centennial are tied at 12 after the first quarter. 319-366-1600. The Iowa men tonight, Mark, will mark senior night as they take on the Northwestern Wildcats at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City, as Iowa will look for their 21st win on the season and say goodbye to Jordan Bohannon. And we cannot forget as well to our friend Austin Ash as well tonight.
Very true. Connor McCaffrey, I think, is going to go through ceremonies
yes.
as well.
And Connor as well.
He has not decided whether to return. And, you know, Connor and Jordan have been through a lot in their careers between injuries, criticism, whatnot. And I'm not sure if Jordan went through senior activities last year. I know Austin Ash did. But it'll be a great send-off tonight, regardless.
It will be. It will be. And should be a lot of fun. Should be a raucous crowd. You hope probably not what was there yesterday, but I think pretty close to being full tonight. It is a 7 o'clock start. Big Ten Network will have it tonight from Carver Hawkeye Arena. The Cats are 13-14, and they're just pesky enough to give you pause, I think, tonight. Northwestern's got some players, man. They just they've had some injuries. They haven't been able to put it all together, and they've been very streaky. Not only throughout the season, they've been on a roller coaster, but also even during games, they have been streaky. They'll come out, hit five in a row, look great, and then won't score for 8 minutes. It's been a very, very strange year for Coach Collins.
Yeah, it really has. And like I said earlier in the conference, related to the conference tournaments, you can't sleep on anyone. Northwestern has a couple interesting wins. Look at what Maryland did yesterday against Ohio State. And we've seen it all season long. But this is a game Iowa should win and win comfortably. One of the texters wanted to know about Philip Rabracha, who is a senior. I don't know.
He is. He is. So I think he will probably go through the he will go through things tonight, I would assume. Maybe he hasn't taken his COVID year. I'm not positive about Rabracha. Not positive about that. Tony and Anamosa with the query and joke of the day. Are we sure that J-Bo doesn't have any eligibility left? I think
we're checking.
I think this is it. I think this is it, ladies and gentlemen. Or as somebody else put it today, and we're being tongue-in-cheek, and Jordan knows that. The second annual Jordan Bohannon Senior Night festivities tonight. Last year, though, there wasn't anybody there, you know, except mom, pa, and brothers. So, you know, everybody gets a chance to say goodbye to the senior class tonight at Carver Hawkeye. So,
I don't think they get a second framed jersey, right?
I don't. Might as well. Why not? Why, they've got more than one anyway. So, hey, it's fine. It's fine. We can swing it. The program can swing it, Mark. 319-366-1600. Iowa coming off a big offensive performance against Nebraska. Both teams actually, they put the biscuit in the basket on Friday night in Lincoln. Won a ton of defense played in that particular ball game, especially on the Big Red level there. But Iowa kind of had a few lapses as far as the defense, but that happens sometimes when you start getting up and down and both teams are filling it up. sometimes that happens. So Iowa outscored Nebraska on Friday night. I think that's the best way to put it.
Yeah, it was kind of a get in and get out sort of game for Iowa. It wasn't one of their one of its better games, but it was a victory nonetheless. And Nebraska did shoot it well. Iowa played, pretty good. But again, it was a get in, get the W, and get out.
Very true, especially on a weird night like a Friday night.
Yeah,
you're not used to playing those games. 319-366-1600. As we come your way here in the gym class on KGYM. Not only the Iowa women, Iowa men, but the UNI Panthers on Saturday in what was and had to be one of the best games ever at McLeod Center, as UNI, in extra frames, by the way, took care of Loyola in what was one of the better games of the weekend and one of the better games on a wacky Saturday in college basketball that saw seven of the top 10 teams in the country go down to defeat for the first time in history. And that included Gonzaga, who got basically punched in the mouth in Moraga, California, late Saturday night as St. Mary's took it to the Zags. Gonzaga remains number one, though, in this week's AP basketball poll. Not that that matters a whole lot at this point. Same 25 teams are basically, we're to that point where the same 25 are basically in there, just kind of rotating what position they are at. But that UNI Loyola game was one of the best of the weekend and one of the best on Saturday.
It really was. And our friend Kevin Lehman on the call for ESPN. I look forward to talking to Kevin on Thursday about that particular game, but it was thrilling. Just when you thought UNI was in trouble, it wasn't. It went back and forth, back and forth. AJ Green was really good, and contributions from others as well. And Scott, I was thinking yesterday, in men's and women's basketball in this state that we live in, how many head coaches will be their conference's coach of the year? What's the over and under?
Ooh. Well,
men's and women's.
As much as Fran McCaffrey's had a great year this year, I would say that you get pretty good odds that Fran will probably not be. I think Greg Gard might have that locked up for Wisconsin. We'll see. Certainly a case for TJ Otzelberger in Ames. Bill Fenley, I think, certainly a case can be made. Tanya Warren for the UNI women, Ben Jacobson for the UNI men. Don't think there's any doubt about that.
Bluter,
no doubt. I said it at. I got to have a hook, Mark. So
4.5.
Oh, 4.5. I was thinking 2.5. I was thinking 2.5.
Well, I think TJ is a lock for one thing. And Jake has pretty much got to be a lock, doesn't he? Fenley, I think, is probably going to win it. Bluter could win it. Maybe we'll 3.5. How about that? 3.5.
Going to set it at 3.5, huh? All right. We'll set it at 3.5 for you.
I think Fran is very much a candidate, but I think Gard at this point would edge him out. Steve Peichel of Maryland would maybe get a vote or two, but I think right now it's between Gard and McCaffrey because they were each predicted to finish 8th, 9th, 10th in the league, and look where they are. Wisconsin, just a tad better.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM if you'd like to weigh in. 93-39 was at UNI on Saturday. Wild, instant classic slugfest. Just think, if we can navigate St. Louis, all three schools in Iowa, public schools, we should say, are NCAA bound. Love purple. DeVries at Drake. I think he's got to be in the conversation, but probably Ben Jacobson probably edges out Darren DeVries, who, by the way, will join Todd and Alex coming up between 4 and 6 today. Yes, we'll get to Iowa State, 64-39. And although The whole quadrant thing is a strange being. Yes, and 5786, thank you. How about South Dakota State with former Xavier player Matt Mims and Eric Henderson from Maquoketa Valley, unbeaten in the Summit League?
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, the Wild West of scoring in college basketball. The number one scoring league in the country is the Summit League. And the Jackrabbits are getting things done. So, yes, hats off to those folks out there. Very much so.
A lot of great stories, almost too many to count.
Yeah, very much so.
Line is 3.5. Get your bets in.
319-366-1600. Arch Madness, by the way. Here's how it sets up. UNI did get the number one seed. They will play at 12 noon Friday. They'll take on either Illinois State or Indiana State in the first game. The two seed Missouri State, Drake, and Loyola all tied, Mark, for second. Loyola came out on the short end of the stick. So there could be Loyola, UNI, part three, coming up Saturday afternoon in St. Louis.
Yeah, that'd be a semifinal. And I think wherever Loyola landed, 2 through 4, it's still going to be the team to beat, perhaps. I don't know. UNI playing very well. Drake could make it to the final in that bracket. But so many close games this year in the Valley, record number of overtime games. It's going to be nuts.
It is. And don't forget, Loyola's got to beat Bradley first.
Yeah.
In that 4-5 game. And Bradley is no slouch this year. Braves have really had a nice season. Missouri State got the two. They get either Valpo or Evansville. Let's face it, it's going to be Valpo. Drake and Southern Illinois, that's the 3-6. Everybody wants to see UNI, Loyola, Missouri State, and Drake on Saturday. And that's not exactly usually the way it is played out as far as Arch Madness is concerned. But, boy, that would be a lot of fun. And UNI, as much greatness associated with that win on Saturday, I think the Panthers still know that they have to beat Loyola and probably win the conference championship to get in.
No question about it. And speaking of Kevin Lehman, he just texted both of us that Drake's two wins over Loyola gave the Ramblers the 4 seed. So, yeah, the regular season does matter. Can't wait to watch this tournament. It's just going to be one slugfest after another.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I envy Kevin. We'll talk to Kevin live from Arch Madness coming up on Thursday, by the way, with those two first round games. 6 and 8:30, Illinois State and Indiana State, and then Valpo and Evansville coming up from St. Louis on Thursday. Arch Madness is going to be a lot of fun. We'll have the Missouri Valley Conference final for you from Westwood One coming up on Sunday afternoon. And that should be a good contest. Yeah, our conference championship week tips off on Sunday, I believe, here on KGYM. We'll get all that up and ready for you. That'll be coming up at our website at kgymradio.com. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. And speaking of one of our great texters, and that is 6439, Iowa State men, 4 in a row after kind of being pushed up against the wall a little bit. 7th Big 12 win, 9th Quad 1 win. Yes, that was a Quad 1 win at Kansas State on Saturday. And that put them in the big dance. I agree. Iowa State's in. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And even with a couple losses to close out the regular season, you don't ideally want to do that. And, you know, the worst case scenario could be dropping 2 regular season games and then losing that first game at the Big 12 tournament. Don't think that's going to happen. Iowa State has their senior night against Oklahoma State. That will be coming up this week. And then they close out the regular season at Baylor. I think that's coming up on Saturday as well. So I do think that the Cyclones are solidly in the field now.
I do as well. 86-99 on the text line. How good would the MVC be if Creighton and Wichita State hadn't left? Still irritated by that. Well, the MVC is going to get a little better in the coming years, I think.
Well, Murray State and Belmont are going to help. Yeah, Loyola would not even have been in the, more than likely not been in the Missouri Valley if it wasn't for the departures of Creighton and Wichita State. And you don't know how it was going to play out. You don't know how it was going to play out. But if everybody stayed, it would have been a pretty darn good league. Still a pretty darn good league. I think when all the dust settles, I would not be shocked to see two teams out of the MVC make it. It's just going to depend on upsets up and down the line in the bigger power conferences. You know that as well as I do, Mark. If everything goes pretty chalk, better chance, I think, for two MVC teams to get in. If there are upsets, you know, if somebody, you know, whatever, say Syracuse wins the ACC or something like that, then that's going to knock somebody out. And that's going to knock out probably one of the MVC teams.
Happens every year. And today, Jerry Palm out with his latest bracketology at 5 o'clock this morning. I didn't read it at 5, but that's when he posted it. He has you and I in the field as a 14 seed. That's a recognition of the regular season championship and perhaps anticipating you and I to win the tournament. He has Loyola out. So whoever the champion this week is going to be, they're in the tournament. Whether there's a second team in remains to be seen.
319.
It's not Loyola. Loyola's got a good resume.
They do. They do. And they still got a good net. And Loyola's done enough good things this year. They should be in. They should be in. If I was on the committee, I would go for those guys. But hey, that's the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah, I didn't mean to get off the Iowa State conversation there, but there's a lot to talk about in all leagues. The fact that Iowa State has won 20 games, that in itself is remarkable. Maybe not so much, the transfers came in, Grill and Kalsher and Brockington, among others. You can get well in a hurry, and Iowa State has. You got to believe Otzelberger is the coach of the year in that league, don't you?
Isn't that the usual Bill Self award? I don't know. 3:52. We're going to take a final break, come back. There is some wrestling news out there we'll get to coming up. So stay with us. More to come after this here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
I'm Mary Neubauer with the Iowa Lottery. March is National Problem Gambling Awareness Month when we highlight and remind Iowans that help is always available 24/7 here in our state.
And I'm Eric Preuss with the Iowa Department of Public Health. Visit yourlifeiowa.org to learn more about problem gambling or to start the conversation with someone who cares by clicking on live chat or by calling 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's free and confidential.
And it's something you can do anytime.
Thanks to all the great interaction today on the text line here on the Gym Class program. Todd and Alex coming up next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And then we've got Iowa State women's basketball, the battle for the Number one spot in the Big 12 tonight, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, Iowa State hosting Baylor. Top 10 showdown at Hilton Coliseum at Ames tonight. Following that, on all of our frequencies, we will have ESPN's coverage of Big 12 basketball coming up for you tonight. Mark, and you'll talk more about this coming up on Wednesday with Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer, will join us at that time. But the pre-seeds are out for this weekend's Big Ten Wrestling Championships. And just to go over those real quick here, Drake Ayala is a 6 at 125. Austin DeSanto, number 2 behind RBY, Roman Bravo Young at 133. Iowa's Jaden Ironman, second seeded at 141. Max Murin, seeded 4th at 149. Caleb Young, 2nd at 157. Alex Marinelli, seeded 2nd at 165. At 174, Michael Kemmerer, a 4 seed. Interesting. Interesting. Abe Assad, 5th seed at 184. Jacob Warner is the 4th seed at 197. And Tony Cassiope is the number 2 seed at heavyweight, or the number one in the everybody else category after superhuman Gable Stevenson.
Yeah, that's 5 number 2 seeds for the Iowa Hawkeyes, and Penn State has 4 number ones for this tournament, at least of right now. And, you know, the 5 number twos, and Kemmerer could beat anybody.
Yep.
As a 4 seed, so... once again, it's going to be a whale of a tournament.
You don't think Tom and Terry Brands right now have enlarged that seeding pre-seed list for Michael Kemmerer and making him look at that every second in the wrestling room?
Probably so, but it's such a tough weight class with Starachi and Massa and Labriola. Labriola beat Kemmerer probably... the reason that he's a 3 and Kemmerer's a 4, but those top 4 or 5 are really tough.
They are tough. That's going to be fun. Not only basketball, but wrestling going on. By the way, Waterloo West, an 8-point lead at halftime over Ankeny Centennial at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. Speaking of the Girls State Tournament, tomorrow we've got coverage on crmlivesports.com at 9:40 a.m., center point Urbana and Ballard, followed by Benton Community. They will take on Dallas Center Grimes and then Xavier and Central DeWitt. The final game, we got boys basketball tonight for you at 6:45. It'll be Marion and Clear Creek Amana in a 3A substate final. And then tomorrow night, we hoof it back for Kennedy and Wash for a trip to state at 6:45. That game to be played at Solon. Coming up, all of that on crmlivesports.com. And you will be with Mr. Spencer the next couple days. Thanks to Spencer for sitting in while I'm in Des Moines going back and forth and whatnot. And looking forward to talking with John Bonacamp. You two will be tomorrow.
We will indeed. And you got a busy, busy week or two here, Scott. Spencer will not, and I will do our best to hold down the fort.
And I'll be here when I can. And, a lot of moving parts going on over the next couple of weeks. So that should be fun. And, of course, tune in to Spencer on Sports each day at 2 o'clock, each weekday, right here on KGY. I'm doing a great job from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock. So we'll be back. You guys will be tomorrow talking Iowa Northwestern, Iowa State Women, and Baylor. And John Bonacamp will join you guys coming up tomorrow to talk about the Iowa men and women. Should be a lot of fun. I might even stop by and join you guys for a couple minutes.
Time works out. We're going to plan on that.
All right. Very good. Have a good night, Mark, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds great.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have yourselves a great night, everybody.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done, and you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first.